The no confidence vote cast by Tennessee Republican lawmakers in House Speaker Glenn Cassada follows 2.5 weeks of turmoil. The multi-layered scandal started after inappropriate texts between him and his former chief of staff were leaked to the media, but Cassada's reaction to the allegations might be one of the main reasons why GOP members left his side. WPLN's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports.
It all started with allegations that Cassada's office had tried to mislead prosecutors into believing a black local activist had violated a no-contact order. The controversy grew after racist and sexist text messages between Cassada and his chief of staff were leaked to the media. Cassada's reaction? He called the stories fake and denied the accusations.
If they run one story that's not true, will they run a second story that's not true?
But in the following days, Cassada ended up taking responsibility for some of the texts. Still, he said he was not resigning from his position as speaker.
I think that it's important that I stay because if two texts run someone out of office, then there is no one qualified. We've got members all across the community that have done things that are not excusable, and they're still leader. They're still in leadership role.
That decision of first denying the accusations and then saying they were contained to a couple of messages seems to have backfired. Members of his own party cast a rare no-confidence vote in the speaker. Tom Ingram is a Republican strategist who served as chief of staff of Senator Lamar Alexander for 7 years. He says it's not unusual for people in trouble to deny their wrongdoings, but he says it's never a good idea.
That's the worst possible response. When you get caught doing something in politics or business or pretty much in life, the best thing to do is admit it and apologize if that's appropriate and then manage your way out of it the best you can.
Ingram has seen this before with other politicians, including when Democrats have been in power.
Things like this frequently happen when either party, at the federal level, the national level, I mean the federal level, state level, or wherever, when either party becomes so dominant that they become arrogant, that they take things for granted, and they don't have a sense of accountability.
And it didn't help that Cassada has been a polarizing figure even among members of his party. Representative David Hawk of Greenville ran against Cassada for speaker.
The predominant reason I ran to be Speaker of the House is I knew that a Cassada speakership would be a disaster.
Hawk questions the way Cassada ran this year's legislative session. He says the speaker was always fearful of having people disagree with him. Other members have expressed similar concerns. But not every Republican has lost confidence in Cassada. The reality is that his influence in Tennessee has helped him recruit many GOP members, and he's been credited for building the Republican supermajority in the legislature. Representative Susan Lynn of Mount Juliet has been one of Cassada's strongest allies. She defends Cassada's recent actions. She says, in her words, boys caught up, and that's what he was doing.
There is no leader who is absolutely perfect. Many leaders had issues, various issues, and for Speaker Cassada, his silly sense of humor just came back to bite him.
Lynn declined to share how she voted during the special caucus meeting. Cassada's political future is unclear. He is stepping down as speaker, but unless his colleagues kick him out via a special session, it seems like he'll stay in the legislature as a state representative. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.